What's in the news? Election aftermath.
Not my president!
I'm Steve Kathan in CBS News. Donald Trump's opponents are shouting down his presidency 2 months before he takes the oath of office.
You can hear them chanting, he's a groper, not my president. Thousands have gathered here, packing Fifth Avenue.
From New York City to California's Bay Area.
He's a blatant racist. He affiliates himself with white power, white supremacists. It's wrong.
But it's a reality now, and from some of the numbers, we're finding out what turned an expected Trump loss into a win. Director of Elections Anthony Salvanto.
The states that Donald Trump flipped that surprised everybody, places like Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, those didn't have as much late polling. And I think pollsters may have written them off, figured they were reliably Democratic. And what we should have done or could have done is go back and try to pick up any late movements there.
In Wisconsin, late deciders went 2-1 for Trump. Political director John Dickerson on what to expect in January.
The minute Donald Trump becomes president, there's two chances for immediate partisan conflict. The first is he'll name a Supreme Court nominee. That, for Democrats, is a partisan rallying point. The next one is the Affordable Care Act. Paul Ryan said he's got a piece of legislation he just wants Donald Trump to sign. That would undo Barack Obama's signature domestic legislation.
Now this, what's in the news? I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.